The stories you are about to hear are true. Only the names have been changed to protect the participants. Welcome to the inaugural Tales from Far Manor podcast. I am Farfetched, and anybody who knows me would agree. In this week's news from Far Manor, we had a little snow on the ground this morning. Second time this week. Rather unusual for this planet, but it's winter. It'll be spring next week. That's the way things go around here. The boy ended up spending the night up at the mountaintop lodge where he works so that he was able to report there early in the morning for work. What dedication. He also met with his lawyer this week. You'll be seeing some more about that on the blog. Of course, it's tax season now. I'm doing the taxes for the kids, the boy, Lobster, and Miss Almost Einstein. I started with the boys this morning. Looks like he'll be getting $123 back from the state, but he's going to have to turn around and give 88 of that back to the feds. His job up at the Mountaintop Lodge really underwithheld his federal taxes, and I have no idea why. He really needs to straighten that one out with his HR people and get that done as soon as he possibly can, because he doesn't want to get hammered next year. The wife and I have swapped vehicles for now. Turns out that she's putting more miles a day on her car than I was on mine, so she gets the little Honda Civic that gets lots of good gas mileage, and I get the Barge Vader, the 17-mile-a-gallon SUV. Ugh! Elsewhere, speaking of 18-year-olds without too much sense, a Park City, Utah youth called police after his quarter pound of marijuana turned up missing that he'd planned to sell to a 23-year-old whom he suspected of stealing it. The thief gained entrance to the youth's home by breaking a window and crawling through, cutting himself in the process. Searching the suspect's home, they found a bloody pair of pants and the quarter pound of marijuana, so he was charged with theft and possession with intent to distribute. Then they brought the youth back to the police station and asked him to identify the stash. Upon saying, "Yes, that's mine," he was then arrested for possession with intent to distribute. What an idiot! Hang on, I'll be right back with more Tales from Far Manor. Welcome back to the Tales from Far Manor podcast. Last week, Daughter Dearest fulfilled a long-time desire by becoming an iPod owner. She went and bought herself an iPod Nano and a dock at the Apple Store. She is so proud of it. Then she turned around and gave me a little MP3 player that she had won as part of a fundraiser. The MP3 player came in a box that was very nice, in fact, a very sturdy cardboard box with magnetic clasps, no less. Now, if they'd put any effort at all into the manual, it would have been a fairly nice little product. Let's open the first page and read part of this manual. This is really hard to do without faking a Chinese accent, by the way. Thanks for purchase our digital player. To make you can operate the player expertly as early as possible, we prepare a detailed user manual accessory with the machine in which you can get the related information such as introduction for production, operating measure, and safety notice. We edit the manual carefully, and we think that the information provided in the manual is right and reliable. While the error and missing is incident, please excuse us and point out mistakes so that we can correct it. But we not take charge of the missing and error in the manual, and we could not control the mistake caused by clients at the same time. So we should not take charge of the accident in the using with the manual and the failure, as well as any failure caused by MP3 and the counterclaim from third part. We also not take charge of the missing of files caused by wrong operation with software, changing batteries, and so on. Please call the hotline if you have any problems in the process of using. The specification or design is subjected to change without any prior notice. And it doesn't get any better. Incidentally, there is no hotline or contact address. And quite frankly, I'd be embarrassed to put my name next to that thing, too. After all, there's a lot of unemployed technical writers out there. They could have paid somebody $200-$300 to edit the thing and make it look pretty nice. And spread over as many of these things as they make, it probably would have cost them less than the magnets that they use for the clasps. messed up corporate priorities. What else is new? Coming into the home stretch now, Tales of Fire Manor podcast. We'll be right back. Well, that should wrap up my first podcast ever. 6 minutes isn't too bad. It's nice and short. Won't spend a lot of time listening to it. And always remember, you can always check out the blog at farmanor, that's farmanor.blogspot.com for all the latest news and tales from Fire Manor, and whatever else happens to catch my interest. See you later. Enjoy.